It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With winter in the rearview mirror, you might be ready to dust off that tent and find some quality sticks for roasting marshmallows.
Wisconsin is kicking off its popular camping season, and it's gotten more popular lately with a big jump in camping reservations after the first year of COVID.
Our next guest has advice for campers, including some lesser-known state campground gems and what to do if you're scrambling for a last-minute campsite.
Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources. Missy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's camping season for real. What kind of demand are you seeing and expecting for the remainder of this camping season?
Well, we are seeing pretty significant demand. You know, that was one of those things that while there was a little brief dip in 2022, it's still continuing to rise, which is incredible. For Memorial Weekend, we're actually 88% booked across the system. So that's incredibly high numbers, but that also means that there is still camping available, primarily at the Northern Highland American Legion, which is exciting. It's property that I love. And we're about 72% booked for the summer. But again, so many sites still available. And we have a new cancellation policy available. So you can actually get signed up through email. You can put your site parameters in. And if there's a cancellation, you'll get notified of that and then can go in and work to book that site.
Now, camping has always been popular here in Wisconsin. But as I understand, at least anecdotally, I've heard, Missy, starting with the COVID era, it really took off. Is that right? Have we seen an even bigger increase in our interest in camping?
We did, certainly. So in 2021 was actually bigger, primarily because in 2020, we did shut down our system for a couple of months. But in 2021, you know, folks were still not really traveling out of the state and not doing other things and really still working to be outside. So in 2021, we saw about a 22% increase in the number of bookings and about a 27% increase in the actual number of camping nights that were recorded for the full calendar year. We've dropped a little bit since there, since then, but the numbers continue to climb year after year. We saw the dip in 2022, but that's continuing to increase for 2023, and we're expecting that to increase again in 2024.
I want you to talk directly to that prospective camper who looks and says, oh, my favorite site at, say, Devil's Lake that weekend, I want to go. Well, that's full, so maybe I won't go camping. What would you suggest to them for plans B and C?
Well, you know, I am that person that, for me, for example, I don't have a site booked yet for Memorial Day, but we have plans to go camping. So I look for the cancellations. So if you can be prepared for the cancellations or get on that email notification list, I think that's a great way to do it. I always tell people, though, think about places that you are new to you that you want to explore. So maybe your favorite site at Devil's Lake or Peninsula or Willow River is booked up, but maybe it's not at Perot or Council Grounds or Wyalusing. So there's so much to enjoy across the system at our state parks and state forests that you really can't go wrong with sitting around a campfire, enjoying some hiking or some bicycling, and just being outside. So find a place that might be new to you and explore that instead of some of the more popular places.
The Department of Natural Resources says it's committed to giving outdoor opportunities to people of all abilities. What kind of things are out there when it comes to accessibility for campground facilities around the state?
So we actually have a number of accessible cabins across the state that can be booked, and those generally start booking in January for that same year. But we're really excited to share that we've been adding outdoor adaptive equipment to many of our properties across the state. So even if you're there camping on one of our accessible campsites or in an accessible cabin, there's a lot of infrastructure out there now for folks to explore that are accessible to everyone regardless of your ability. Things like accessible trails or fishing piers. We have a number of different types of adaptive equipment, including adaptive kayaks, all-terrain wheelchairs, and beach wheelchairs as well.
Is this something that's a growth opportunity as you see it?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we could potentially be looking at in future budgets is additional accessible cabins, for sure. Our partnership groups, like our friends groups across the state, are currently fundraising for more and more adaptive equipment. You know, we have adaptive kayaks at about 10 or 12 sites right now, with more on the horizon, and also the all-terrain wheelchairs. So those all-terrain wheelchairs are, there's different models out there, but we have them at about 5 or 6 properties, and that's going to continue to grow as especially our friends groups and partner groups fundraise for those and then help facilitate the checkout of those. So those are all free to use across the system on a checkout basis.
We're talking about Wisconsin camping with Missy Van Landit, Recreation Partnerships Section Chief at the Department of Natural Resources. Missy, I know there's a wide range of amenities. Some places have running water that just got turned on. Some are more and more rustic. Can you talk about the range of options for how much people want to rough it when they go camping?
Yeah. So our primary, you know, the most number of our sites are primarily the family sites. And so those are your typical back-in sites or even some pull-through. And the basic amenities are the campsite is within a campground. It generally has a picnic table, some kind of camping pad that for accessible sites that might be paved, for other sites that might be a gravel pad or even an earth pad, and then a fire ring. So that's kind of the majority of the type of sites. But then we have group sites across the system as well, which range from anywhere from 20 to 50 individuals and a number of tents. And then we also have some of our quiet campgrounds, which I love, like Straight Lake State Park, where those campgrounds you cannot drive to. So you can park in the parking lot, but the campsite you actually have to walk to down a trail. And there's a little bit more space in between those campsites. They still tend to have a picnic table and firing, but you have to walk to them. So those are referred to as our hike-in sites. And then we actually have a number of properties, especially on some of our northern wild river properties and flowages, where you can only access those campsites by water. And many of those campsites are first come, first serve, or are free to reserve.
Speaking of Straight Lake State Park, I saw in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they said last year Straight Lake had the fewest reservations of any state park. Could you make some suggestions, give some inspiration so that Straight Lake doesn't feel so lonely this year?
Yeah. You know, I love Straight Lake State Park. Look, in West Central Wisconsin, for those that don't know where that is, it's outside of Luck, Wisconsin. Those, all of those sites have water view of Straight Lake State Park. They're all very heavily wooded. And like I said, they're separate from one another. So there's a little bit of space in between those sites and you're not right up on your neighbor. What I love about Straight Lake is there's actually two lakes there, Straight Lake and Rainbow Lake. You can carry in your kayak or canoe and paddle the lake. I had a really magical experience there. When that park was first developed, I was going to go paddling there and it was a weeknight. It was in the fall where the water temperature was warmer than the air, so the steam was coming off the lake. There's a little island in the middle of Straight Lake where there was an eagle nest at the time, and it was one of those gorgeous red sunsets. The eagle was landing in its nest, and I was paddling on that lake.
Wow.
So it's an incredibly amazing, quiet experience. And if you're into hiking, many folks that hike the Ice Age National Scenic Trail will tell you that the segment that goes through Straight Lake State Park is one of the most gorgeous segments along the entire route.
And we're, I think, talking about one of your favorite subjects here, some of the hidden gems of our state park system. What are some other hidden gem campsite that you wish more people knew about?
Well, you know, I'll talk a little bit about the Northern Highland American Legion. Primarily, you know, when folks ask me, what is your favorite property? That's definitely, I mean, all of them are my favorites, of course, but that's definitely in my top five. And that's primarily where most of the campsite availability is for Memorial Weekend, as well as 4th of July and Labor Day. So I'll talk a little bit about Northern Highland. What I love about that property is you can get a variety of campsites there. You can get very wooded views. You can get water views. You can get more active campgrounds and more rustic campgrounds. And there are thousands of sites at the Northern Highland, which is amazing. But there's also complete recreation at the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. You're talking over 230,000 acres of forest and over 900 lakes. plus a 52-mile paved bike trail and countless beaches and fishing opportunities. So I love that property for the camping. I love it for the recreation. And it's obviously you're getting up into the Northwoods, but yet you can still find modern amenities just 30 minutes away in the Minocqua area.
I wonder, generally everybody's working for the weekend, right? And we're planning our weekend camping trips. If we're able to finagle our work schedule, does a weekday camping outing open up a lot of doors, a lot of campsites that might not be open on those weekends?
Absolutely. You know, if you're willing to do especially a non-electric site, and especially during the week, you'll have countless opportunities. I don't know the number quite off the top of my head, but historically, our weekday non-electric sites are generally between 50 and 60% booked throughout the summer. So there's definitely a lot more availability there. You might even find some availability at your favorites like Devil's Lake or Peninsula or the Kettle Moraine State Forest. So that can definitely open up. There is also, you know, if you need to work, there's open air shelters. There's a lot of communities close by where you can get Wi-Fi at the local library, things like that. So if you can work remote and camp during the week, that's a great opportunity.
Speaking of potentially longer visits, I know people might want to say, hey, I want to camp for 2 weeks in one site and really settle in here. What are some of the best options for those longer term stays?
You know, most of the longer term stays, I would say, are kind of booked up at 11 months in advance, which is when you can book those. Any property is a great place to do that. Some of the more complete properties like Peninsula State Park or Willow River or the Northern Highland or the Kettles, where you can really dive into a variety of events, different areas of the properties, just because they span more acreage and more recreation opportunities. Also, these are, you know, all of our properties are situated in wonderful communities, some of which the Ice Age National Scenic Trail passes through, but so many great restaurants to check out and other amenities in the area. So, you know, I always recommend those more expansive properties for those 1 or 2 week camping vacations, just because there's such a variety of outdoor recreation things to do. And you can also experience a lot of different events and naturalist programs across those properties during the week too.
Now let's talk about an impulse camping experience. Say it's, mid-July and my weekend plans fell through. Hey, I can suddenly go camping. What are my best bets to be able to snag a site, you know, day of potentially, or is that possible?
Oh, that's certainly possible. You can book sites day of. People are always canceling. Two recommendations I have. There is non-DNR associated Facebook group. And sometimes those folks will put on there that they're canceling and they'll tell you what time they're going to cancel and where. And you can jump into the reservation system and get a site. So that seems to, you know, seems to work for some people. Otherwise, getting on the cancellation notification email is a great way to do that. I would say, though, you know, for myself, if you're willing to go, you know, within 2 hours or 3 hours, and you're not looking at specific properties, you should be able to find something. And especially if you're open to having a non-electric site, you can usually always find something. So I think if you're just open to it and open to traveling a couple hours, really when you get on the road, going 2-3 hours is not as big of a deal as we kind of think it is, especially if you are only wanting to go for one night and jump in. There's always going to be things for you to do, and you're more likely to find something the further you're willing to go.
Well, give us a little sneak preview. Let's take it to October. Our leaves are changing around the state. For somebody who says, you know what, I'm willing to roll the dice. I don't mind shivering if it's a cold October night. Where are some great places to look at getting that October reservation?
I love visiting the Northwest in October, so I would definitely check out Pattison State Park or Amnicon State Park up in Douglas County. What, you know, you can't go wrong with waterfalls, right? So we've got the fourth highest waterfall, Big Manitou Falls, at Pattison State Park, along with Little Manitou. At Amnicon, we've got a series of waterfalls there. And what I love both, especially at Pattison, but at both of them, viewing the waterfalls is incredible in the fall with the backdrop, especially if you're a photographer or an artist. But there is the Beaver Trail at Pattison, and that trail was actually wiped out in a natural disaster in 2018 and has since been rebuilt. And that trail meanders through incredible sugar maple forest. So the bright yellow color is incredible. So I would definitely check out Pattison and Amnicon State Parks in the Northwest.
Missy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources.
We heard from some of the Wisconsin Today team about their favorite camping spots. Producer Beatrice Lawrence says the best place to camp is Willow River State Park on the Minnesota border. She says great waterfalls and the campsites are nice and private.
She also suggests Interstate State Park, which is pretty secluded and has some pretty cool hiking along the river. You could even catch climbers on the rocks. Beatrice says Devil's Lake camping, overrated.
Tech director Sarah Hopeful is a big camper as well, and she says that Wyalusing State Park in the southwest part of the state is her favorite. Great views of the Mississippi River, Sarah says, and she makes it a tradition every fall.
And Dean Canetter shared that he really likes Harrington Beach State Park, especially the old quarry that's now a lake, but unfortunately, they don't let him camp there.
Let us know.
I don't know if that's just him.
Let us know about your camping spots and experiences. Get in touch on social or email. Hope to hear from you.